Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A DeKalb County grand jury has indicted a Sand Mountain man in connection with the deaths of two women whose bodies were discovered inside a home back in December. According to court records, Oliver Harper has been indicted on two counts of abuse of a corpse. Prosecutors allege Harper covered the bodies of the two deceased women with a tarp after their deaths. Authorities discovered the bodies at a residence in Fife back in December. Officials have not announced any additional charges related to the women's deaths. Harper is expected to be arraigned in September. The case remains pending in DeKalb County Circuit Court. Drivers across Dade, Walker, and Catoosa counties continue to enjoy some of the lowest gas prices in Georgia. According to the AAA, the average price for regular gasoline in the Catoosa-Dade-Walker metro area is now $3.45 a gallon. That's about 10 cents below the state average of $3.55. AAA says lower crude oil prices and healthy fuel supplies continue to keep prices relatively stable, providing some relief for motorists during the busy summer travel season. The organization encourages drivers to compare prices before filling up, noting that local stations often offer some of the best values in the state. The DeKalb County Animal Adoption Center is urging pet owners in North Alabama to spay and neuter their animals as the shelter continues to battle overcrowding. Shelter officials say more than 300 animals were taken in during June. Only 25 were adopted, 174 euthanized because of overcrowding and limited resources. Volunteers say many pets are surrendered when owners move, face housing restrictions, or because of unwanted litters. They encourage families looking for a pet to consider adopting from the shelter instead of buying from breeders. The shelter is also seeking foster families and remind residents that low-cost spay and neuter assistance is available through local programs. If you'd like more information about adoption, fostering, or available assistance, contact the DeKalb County Animal Adoption Center. In Walker County, questions continue to surround the proposed Rock City Gondola Project on Lookout Mountain. A woman opposing the project says she has filed an inquiry challenging the accuracy of the traffic study used to evaluate the proposal. The study, completed back in December, concluded the gondola would reduce vehicle traffic on Lookout Mountain while causing only a slight increase in traffic through St. Elmo. However, Haley Sheely says she believes the study does not accurately reflect the project's potential impact. She's asking state officials to determine whether Walker County underreported traffic counts, potentially avoiding additional state review. Sheely says residents deserve complete and accurate information before any permanent changes are made to Lookout Mountain. The proposed gondola project remains under review, and no final decision has been made. The Atlanta Braves rolling into PNC Park this evening for Game 2 against the Pittsburgh Pirates here in the Midweek Classic. We'll have the first pitch for you tonight around 6:40, airtime 5:25 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. Tomorrow is a day game. That's your KWIN local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.